T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is what makes me.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James.
Live from Tampa, Florida, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Mark James.
Joining us right now, live from Utah, is the reigning MVP from the defending NBA world champion Golden State Warriors, who are Steph Curry here in the jungle. What's up, Steph?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Thanks to Mark James, who came in here the last couple of days, did a bang-up job.
There's a lot of great sports talk hosts out there. Who's your favorite, though?
Mark with a C. James, baby.
Thanks, Steph. Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors.
Phony machine. Michelle, Chris Frail, Jarrett Studdum,
Tuca or Puka,
Garbage Hayward, Byrie Irving,
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Seth Jones able to bring this ahead, and that pushed off Corrali, and then spiked further, but carried on now by Foligno, nicely dances in, oh, the pad stop made by Rask, a great opportunity engineered by Nick Foligno, and Rask shut him down.
Oh, the great Doc Emmerich on one of Tuca's many great saves. Great saves throughout this postseason for the Boston Bruins as the Bees head to their third Stanley Cup in the last 9 years. Coming up Monday night here, North Station TD Garden against the St. Louis Blues. And I have to tell you, so far what I've seen of Tuca, it's Tom Brady-esque. No, it is. It's Big Poppy 04 Red Sox-esque. It is. And if he continues on this, we will talk about Tuca the way that, I mean, this is just a singular postseason. Again, obviously, Big Poppy did it 3 times. Tom Brady's done it 6. Larry Bird's done it 3. But we will revere and we will reminisce to make a Pete Rock and CL Smooth reference there. We will reminisce over Tuca. And the biggest thing that worries me is just the 11-day layoff. Does it get him out of his zone? Because he's feeling it, man. It's just been like the way you've seen him and that series versus Toronto. Yes. Oh, John Anderson. Very nice. Very quick on the fly.
One of the greatest rap songs of all time.
Oh, it was. Will they reminisce over you? Yes. By the way, your co-pilot today, your Chewbacca to your Han Solo, Nick, is doing a very fine job, I have to admit.
Well, he just left, so now I'm Solo.
Oh, okay. So now you are Han Solo, literally and figuratively.
He has this big beard, too, so he Chewbacca, it's a, you know,
yeah, he
pretty
does.
On-the-nose analogies there.
Very good, very good. But Tuca, what you've seen of his performance this year, does it remind you of Brady? And pick a postseason there. I mean, you know, 0-1... 03, 04. Brady was even great in 07, even though the Patriots didn't win it. They lost to that Giants team for the first time in Super Bowl 42. Brady obviously was great in 2014. Brady was even maybe better in the 2017 postseason. He threw for freaking 500 yards plus in the Super Bowl, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. So this is Tuca's seminal moment. This is it for him.
He didn't get the job done.
No, Evan Drellick, my good friend, my mensch, Evan Drellick. Evan, he's getting the job done. He's doing it and then some.
I'm here with Evan Drellick.
By the way, can we play like, I'm here with Evan Drellick?
I'm here with Evan Drellick.
Oh, could you hear that banging of me on the table? Could you hear that? Okay. I find that there's certain things that you can play that if we were doing a moment of silence for somebody, if you played those drops, I would laugh my ass off. And it would not be at all, it would not be kosher, to say the least.
I said I was on the ball sides. Was I?
I'm here with Evan Drake. Oh, I miss Drellick. 617-779-7937. But does Tuca, like, is his performance in the first three rounds? Again, he's got four big games to go. But so far, does this remind you of anybody, whether it's number four, Bobby Orr, or Larry Bird, or Bill Russell, or Big Poppy, you name it, of anybody in the postseason? They had Mike Lowell in 2007 when the Red Sox swept the Rockies. I mean, Tuca is having that type of moment. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls. You want to talk about Brad Stevens versus Bruce Cassidy? We'll get to that as well. Your Bruins predictions for Monday night, or actually in the Stanley Cup, I have the Bees in five. I don't see the series being that competitive. People saying, oh, it's going to be like, you know, St. Louis's Columbus, but tougher. I don't know. I mean, Binnington's good, but I don't know if he's Sergio Bobrovsky good. Bobrovsky was amazing in that series. And at the end, the Bruins were able to get to him. Why? Because the Bruins have more talent and they have a better coach, with all due respect to John Tortorella. And that's why I say the Celtics are not playing anymore, because they don't have a better coach. Nick Nurse is 48 minutes away from going to the first NBA Finals in Toronto Raptors history. Nick Nurse, folks. Nick effing Nurse. That's all I'm saying. When you talk about Brad Stevens, I say Nick Nurse. 617-779-7937. Mark in Boston, you're up next. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I just want to say I'm a huge fan, but I kind of disagree with what you guys are saying about Brad. Well, what you're saying about Brad Stevens, I don't think that he's as much as the problem as much as Kyrie Irving is. You know, I think Kyrie Irving is...
Well, Kyrie was a cancer. Yes, there's
Kyrie
no doubt.
Kyrie is a complete cancer, yep. But I think Kyrie is, you know, he's the biggest problem, and Brad Stevens doesn't have, you know, he's not that type of person to handle those type of egos yet. You know, he's only been in the league how long? 4 or 5 seasons now?
Six.
Six, okay, so 6 seasons. He's only, and, you know, most of those seasons, he hasn't had an ego like Kyrie Irving. And I think another huge problem in Boston was when Kyrie came to Boston, everybody threw all their eggs in the basket and said, okay, now we're a great team. Well, everybody should remember, Kyrie Irving is a very disloyal person. Kyrie Irving, as soon as problems happen, he is the first person to leave, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't deny they did it in Cleveland. He's doing it here in Boston. I mean, Cleveland, though, they were, I mean, like LeBron was leaving. LeBron was actually there for another year, but Kyrie wanted to be the man. I think the biggest indictment of him, Mark, when he got a chance to be the man here in Boston, everything you ever wanted, the Nike commercial with his dad, Dredrick, saying, I wear number 11, so hopefully someday no one else will be able to. Well, where's that right now? Where is it promising to all the Celtics season ticket holders who got completely ripped off of their money this year? Oh, I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere. Like, where, you know, if he doesn't come back to Boston, which I think there's a 95% chance he's gone. Where's all that now? Where's that?
That's, you know, it's completely out the window at this point. But a question I have for you is, what would you think would be the worst move, with KD going to Golden State or Kyrie going back to LeBron?
You think KD going back to Golden State?
No, KD going to Golden State. Or Kyrie going back to LeBron?
Well, he is with Golden State already.
I'm saying when he did it 2 years ago.
Oh. No, I would actually say KD going to Golden State. It's a bad look. And that's a good question. If the Warriors, I don't think Durant's going to play in the finals. I think he's done. I think that injury is quite serious and severe. So I don't think he's going to play in the finals. And then, if the Warriors, or when the Warriors beat Toronto or Milwaukee, it's a bad look on Durant. That's a bad look. Like, they didn't need you. They really didn't need you. They beat their toughest opponent, Houston, on the road to clinch that series. And then they go and sweep Portland, who is one of the hotter teams in the NBA in the postseason, without you. That's a bad look on KD. Really bad look if the Warriors win this without him. It just looks like he's just a gold-digging ring chaser. And I've called that to LeBron before. 617-779-7937. Joey in Worcester, the 508. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Mark, with the C. James. What's up, baby? How we doing?
Good. How are you, bud?
Good, good. Big fan. Talked to you a couple times. Two biggest reasons why you're my favorite. First of all, Breaking Bad and Sopranos, top two shows. I agree, absolutely. Second of all, Steph Curry's my guy, just like you.
Ah, so, very nice.
I'm no Celtics fan. All right? I'm diehard Steph Curry, so I really hope they pull it off without Durant. You worried about them losing without Durant? Without Durant?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I read that if Golden State played Milwaukee without Durant, listen to this, Joey. There's reports that that the sports books are saying. Get ready for this. If you're driving, you may want to pull over to the side of the road because I'm going to make everybody in New England a lot of money. If Golden State plays Milwaukee, so if Milwaukee comes back and wins the next two games, Milwaukee will be favored over Golden State in that series. Can you imagine that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm really worried, you know. I'm always worried about my team. Whether it's the Patriots or the Warriors, I'm always worried because, you know. So, I'd rather have Durant to make sure we win. But, I mean, obviously it would be better if we win without him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steph gets all that glory, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, what do you think, if Durant leaves, which I think he is, what do you think the Warriors can do to replace him, if anything?
I don't think they, you know.
What do you think their best move is?
Re-signing Klay Thompson.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, that's
can they
it.
Do anything else?
You know, like, I don't know. I mean, they've won three titles, or excuse me, they won a title with Klay and Dre and Steph prior to Durant, and it looks like they're going to win another one without Durant. So I don't think they need to do a lot to just keep the band together. You know,
I hate to say it, but I mean, if Kyrie and Love were there that first time, they might not have won, you know? So it's all about competition, you know?
No, I don't know.
I mean, Milwaukee and Toronto are great. I think it's a great series no matter who they play.
Yeah, could be. I'm hoping it's Toronto now. I just love the whole Drake thing now. And I got to tell you, Mike Budenholzer, he should have never publicly come out and called out Drake. That's a bad move because then it lets you know that Drake is in your head. He's right there in your head. And you're worried more about, you know, I mean, if you want to play that political game, do it behind closed doors. Complain to the NBA. You can do that without having to hold press conference and saying, why is Drake on the sidelines? Why is he going up and down? I mean, yeah, all right. I don't agree with it either. But the reason why he's doing it is because the NBA and the Raptors have let him do it. And he's got over nearly 60 million followers on Instagram. That's why they're letting him get away with it. We have a Drake news conference? No, we don't.
Whole world, look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. And that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team. I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the NBA
Finals. A chance to win at home.
Wow, he's even holding press conferences now. Was that on Instagram, his story?
No, that was in the parking lot of the, you know, where they all gather to watch the games in Toronto? It was over near there.
You know, Drake, he is what he is, but man, you know, like a lot of celebrities, they sort of stay out of the public eye because they're fear of something. Like, you know, if the mafia wanted to snuff out Drake, it wouldn't be hard to find him. He's everywhere in Toronto.
He likes the attention, for sure.
Oh, no. He doesn't like the attention, John Anderson. I mean, this dude loves it. He's like Kyle Van Noy on steroids. I mean, literally, Kyle Van Noy, I've never seen anybody more happy when he has microphones in front of his face and cameras on him than Kyle Van Noy. It's like, I mean, usually most athletes hate it. He just happens to, like, eat it all up. And I don't know why, but he just does.
Marcus Cannon and Vile Can Noy are both out.
Vile Can Noy. I never heard that one before. Oh, Chris Curtis, Vile Can Noy. Oh, that's so good. You producers are unreal, man. You play all the errors that we all come up with. You know, we say bad things like Cowie Leonard or the New Orleans Penguins. You know, it's just you get to all that stuff, man. That's too funny. 617-779-7937. For the Bruins, though, this series, there's if like I mean, let's just be real. They're heavily favored in Vegas. If they don't win at all, now it's now going into the playoffs. If the Bruins didn't win the Stanley Cup, I wouldn't have said it was a failure. Now it's a failure if they don't win it, because the road has been paved for them by Columbus and then Carolina by knocking off the Lightning and then the Capitals. And then, of course, the Islanders knocked off the Penguins as well. So it all set up nicely for the Bruins because of the path that was paved for them. So they have to win this thing right now. It would be a monumental, colossal failure if they don't. I just don't see in this series, it really, you know, and I don't care what someone says that, well, you know, St. Louis is hot. And so Carolina was hot. And the Bruins shut them down like they were nothing. They absolutely destroyed them. And not even mention if the perfection line, the one line of Marchand, Pastrnak, and Bergeron do what they did in game four against Carolina, it's a wrap. It'll be the Bruins in three, not five. Seriously. Literally. It could be, and it should be. And St. Louis, they're one of those towns that, I mean, they've lost the NFL twice. And they're a nice sports town. They love their Cardinals. And they are a diehard baseball town. But they're just Boston's bitch when it comes to this point in the season. We've seen it with the Patriots over the Rams twice. And then the Red Sox over the Cardinals twice. And now we'll see it with the Bruins versus the Blues. But they'll always have Joe Buck and Bob Costas, though. They'll always have those guys, for sure. 617-779-7937. As much as I'm happy for where the Bruins are going, it just makes you look at what could have been, what would have been, and what should have been for your Boston Celtics. That they were the black sheep of Boston. They were the Fredo Corleone of Boston. They couldn't get it done. They were Fredo. You know, send Fredo to go out and pick up some food. Send Fredo to go to the airport. That's where the Celtics are right now. In the hierarchy of Boston sports teams, aren't they? And it sucks because going into this season, if you were going to put a bet in Vegas or Twin River Casino on who was more likely to win a world title this year, the Celtics or the Bruins, I would have doubled down on the C's because they had everything. They had was supposedly a healthy Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving back. They had made a run to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and it didn't happen at all. And now the Bruins are the one. That's sports for you. That's how things can change. The pendulum can change. The Bruins got hot at the right time, and they got a huge assist. And I'm not taking anything away from Bruce Cassidy and company, but I will tell you, if the Tampa Bay Lightning did not get upset and did not get swept by Columbus, I don't think the Bees would have gotten by the second round of the playoffs. I think they would have lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I just do. I think Tampa Bay owned them. They owned them a year ago when they had the gentleman sweep in five games after the Bruins won game one. And I don't see the Bruins being able to match up against Kucherov, Stamkos, Callahan, Johnson, Hedman, Vasilevsky. I just think that the Tampa Bay Lightning were a superior hockey team. But the Bruins, when the Bruins win this Stanley Cup, they should send some champagne down to Tampa and the Lightning and John Cooper for blowing it against Columbus. Or actually maybe send it to Columbus for knocking off the Lightning, because I don't think the Bees would have been here. And to take nothing away, hey, it's not the Bruins' fault that the Lightning got swept and upset in the first round. I'm not taking anything away from the Bruins, but it is what it is.
And the champagne is flowing.
617-779-7937. Yes, I want to get to this next about Kyrie Irving possibly reuniting, and it feels so good, with LeBron James in L.A. and some rumor that's out on the street about Kyrie and why his future could be colored with purple and gold. I'll get to that next. 617-779-7937. But first, trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
What's your confidence level in this team going forward?
Huh?
What's your confidence level in the team going forward?
What do you mean?
Just in terms of, like, you know. You
got what kind of question is that?
A legitimate question. I mean, I just, you know.
Nah.
How do you feel about this team?
Okay, next question.
Kyrie Michelle Steele, ESPN, you mentioned at the top that you took some lessons away from this playoff series. What were they? What's a lesson that sticks out to you from this series?
Just the patience out there on the floor, just the pace, and being very communicative. You know, those are the main things.
Me, myself, and Irie Irving. 617-779-7937. Kyrie Irving, who was spotted in L.A. this week, coming outside of a restaurant, and boy, was he in his glory. Oh, boy, was he in his glory. Laker fans showering him with, come to L.A., join the Lakers. There's also some report that, here we go. Here's Kyrie Irving walking out of a Los Angeles restaurant 2 days ago. Wow. Oh, is he loving life right now? There could be a possible reunion between him and LeBron James. There was some other report that cannot be substantiated that Kyrie Irving was allegedly proposing to LeBron's sister, which I don't believe. And he was purchasing a home in L.A. LeBron's sister is a real estate agent out there. I don't know. We'll find out June 30th at 6 p.m. because the NBA free agency has moved up. Not July 1st at 12:01 a.m., June 30th at 6 p.m. And if he goes to L.A., he becomes public enemy number one here in Boston. And I'm like, fine, go. I don't want him back here in Boston anyway. And I think it's sort of like this abusive relationship with Kyrie Irving. That you bring him back because there's some sort of familiar comfort, despite the fact that Kyrie doesn't give a crap about Boston or the fans here, that people here look at, like, why some people stay in abusive relationships, because they look at, well, look at the pros, what they do for me, despite the fact that we're in an abusive relationship, that, oh, well, look at how much he cares for me. And yes, you know, he or she might do this thing to me, comma, but, you know, and they feel like that person can get no one better. Well, I'm here to tell you, even if the Celtics can't get anyone better than Kyrie Irving to replace him, there's addition by subtraction factor here that comes into play. And him coming back to Boston is not a good thing. I was a charter member of the Kyrie Irving fan club for a very long time, and I loved him being here, and I felt as soon as he came here, it was just this instant adrenaline rush, shot in the arm, and the Celtics were relevant again, and they were able to go through the transition of IT to Kyrie, and I loved it. And I think everybody here, like, you sign up for Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward at that press conference. Yeah, you sign up for that 8 days a week and 10 times on Sunday. But Kyrie's going to love the next month because now he's going to be showered and he's going to be courted, and it's going to be something that this is the thing. This is what every prospective free agent wants going into the chance where they'll be offered a max contract. But here's the key, though. Due to rules within the NBA, Kyrie's been in the league now 8 years. So if he stayed, if he decides to stay with the Celtics, he can make more money in Boston than anywhere else. If he decides to go somewhere else, he will make $50 million. That's 5-0, $50 million less by going anywhere else. So there is a little bit. Now you could say, well, he goes to L.A. He can be in State Farm. But he was in Nike commercials here when he was in Boston. He was Uncle Drew here when he was in Boston. Can he grow his brand bigger in L.A. than Boston? Of course. How's that working out for LeBron right now? How's that working out for LeBron, okay? Where LeBron James didn't even make the freaking playoffs with the Lakers. And they've missed the playoffs now for 6 straight years. So how LeBron didn't go to L.A. to win another title. He went to L.A. to grow the LeBron brand and his empire outside of basketball. He didn't go to L.A. to win a title. They're not winning any title. Like, the Lakers, unless they get Kawhi Leonard or Kevin Durant, they're not. Even if they get Kyrie Irving, the Lakers are never going to win a title with LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. That happened in Cleveland. It won't happen in L.A., not as long as the Golden State Warriors are breathing. 617-779-7937. Do you believe the Celtics should bring back a cancer like Kyrie to Boston? Or are you ready to divorce yourselves of him and look at this as more of addition by subtraction? 617-779-7937. I say go. I think he's 100 miles and running like NWA's second album. And I say get him, shipping him out of Boston. Not up to Boston, but out of Boston. That's what I want to do with Kyrie Irving. I don't want him back wearing green and white anymore. Steve, calling in my former stomping grounds down in Miami. What's up, Steve?
How are you, Mark?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, here's my thinking, and they used to do things like this. I know he's a free agent. Does the NBA still allow a sign-and-trade where he gets his ultimate money, but then he's traded for something else to another team? Is that still a possibility in this day and age of the NBA?
Well, I guess you could. There is a deal that could be worked out, Steve. However, at this juncture, I mean, once June 30th at 6 p.m. hits, you know, it's Kyrie Irving. He can do whatever he wants. He has the player option. But yeah, you could do a sign trade. I'm sure if it's Kyrie, I'm on Byrie. Okay. I'm on Byrie. That's all I want. I want him gone. I don't want him back with the Celtics. 617-779-7937. Because he destroyed a team that could have been, would have been, and should have been the best team that we've seen here since the 2010 Celtics, who went to Game 7 of that Finals, ultimately losing to Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol and the Lakers at the Staples Center. This was the best team that, like, on paper. They didn't play like it on the court. On paper, this was the best, and Kyrie killed this team the way that T.O. imploded the Eagles the year after they lost to Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And I don't want a cancer inside the locker room. Cam is in a car, 617-779-7937. What's up, Cam?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my return call.
What's up?
I think that you're right. Kyrie is a cancer. I respect him as a player. He's got really good handle. Brad Stevens did a bad job this year of, like, managing talent. But, you know, I hope to be good
on the air. Cam can't drop that kind of word on the air. So, it's not going to happen. I mean, if they think they're going to make lightning strike twice in L.A., with the Lakers, no. It's not going to happen, because then all of a sudden it'll be LeBron and Kyrie's team. And what about the young guys like Kuzma, Ingram, Ball, Hart? What about those guys, which LeBron already tried to trade for Anthony Davis? What about that? Now, if they get Kyrie and Anthony Davis, I still don't think the Lakers go to the finals. I don't. What has Anthony Davis done in this postseason of his career? Now, you can say, well, look who he's had around him. Fair enough. Fair enough. But what the last dominant big man to win a title in the NBA was Shaq in 2006 with the Miami Heat. It's nearly 15 years ago, and Shaq wasn't even dominant then. That was because of Dwayne Wade. It wasn't Shaq. He rode D. Wade's coattails to that title. So the dominant big man, it doesn't work. You need shooters. The Lakers don't have anyone who can shoot the ball consistently from three-point range. That's why Luke Walton got fired. It's not because Luke Walton's a bad coach. It's because they didn't have anyone who can shoot. And LeBron imploded the team by trading everyone away. Oh, if Kyrie goes to the Lakers, I'll tell you right now, I can't wait for the Kyrie Celtics jersey burning ceremonies that will take place after free agency starts on 6 o'clock June 30th in a month. Oh, I can't wait for those. Oh, we got to do a live remote somewhere and just have Kyrie jersey burning ceremony. That would be awesome. I would definitely spearhead that movement. 617-779-7937. It's amazing. I haven't heard from anybody who's convincing me that Kyrie should stay. No one. Is there anybody out there can give me one valid reason why you bring that cancer back to Boston after what happened this season? Do you really think he's going to wake up and have some sort of epiphany? No. Kyrie is bipolar, and maybe undiagnosed bipolar. And even if he comes up with his nice guy act for a while, he's eventually going to revert back to the guy that we saw this year. Dribble, 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 hero ball, black hole, pass to no one. You can't have that type of guy. There was one game this year, I remember, where the Celtics had a four-game losing streak. It was after the Houston game. And then they played the Wizards here before they went on that West Coast road trip, and they beat the Wizards. And that night, Kyrie decided to be a passer, and he had 12 assists and one turnover, which was ridiculous. I'm like, if that Kyrie played that way every night, the Celtics would be so much better. And then, of course, he reverted back to the ball hog point guard that he is. He's not Steph Curry, folks. He's not even close. 617-779-7937. Pro Kyrie, no Kyrie. What's your thoughts? I say hell no, Kyrie. I say Byrie. This is WEEI.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different. Yeah,
that's my
I'm
favorite.
Different.
That's my favorite lyric in 2 Chainz. Middle finger up to the competition. I love that. That was one of the songs that put 2 Chainz on the map. Former college basketball player at Alabama State, 2 Chainz, who's made quite a prolific career, who has become a household name. But I love 2 Chainz, and thankfully John Anderson decided to play the clean version of that song, because there is an explicit version which we will not play on the airwaves. This is a family show. Yes, and I am very different. as someone who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s, we will definitely always play rap and hip-hop, especially when I'm on the air. 617-779-7937. Lines lit up like Motley Crue in the 80s. Let's go to Mark in Maine. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, my friend?
How are you?
Great show, great show. You sound great. I agree with just about everything you say. LeBron's out in California just for the make his name out there, you know. Kyrie needs to go. Kyrie needs to go. Ball hog doesn't share. You know, when you have two assists, you know, the other night when they were playing, I think it was game four.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was horrible in the postseason. He was really bad, Mark. And another thing is that, you know, it's these guys that, listen, everybody, when you get to that level, that's why, you know what? You know, one player, of course, aside from my personal relationship with Steph Curry, but forget about Steph. My favorite player in the NBA, Mark, is Kawhi Leonard. Because there's a guy, Mark, who gets it. He doesn't have any social media, no IG account, no Facebook, no Twitter, no Snapchat. He's an old school cat who would have been great. Kawhi Leonard would have been great in the 80s in the Magic and Bird era. He would have been great in the 90s when Michael was in the league. He just goes out and balls. He doesn't, you know, he rarely complains to the ref unless there's an egregiously horrible call. He goes out there and he plays the game the way it should be played. He's a role model and he's not flashy. He doesn't want, like, for me, for Kawhi Leonard, everyone's like, oh, Kawhi, where's he going to go, to the Lakers or Clippers? I'm going to tell you right now, If I was at Twin River Casino, I'd put my money on Kawhi Leonard to stay in Toronto the same way that Paul George decided to surprise the world and stay in Oklahoma City. I'm telling you, I think he stays in Toronto.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, but so you want Kyrie out of here, not, right?
I want him out of there, yeah. And, you know, another thing you said, you know Seth personally. I love watching Golden State play.
Oh, it's like basketball porn. It's basketball porn. Yeah. It to me, it's basketball porn with your favorite porn stars. It really is. You name them. I don't know. Whoever you like. Harmony Reigns, whatever. I'm not so adept to that sort of thing. I just know that name, you know, whatever.
The porn site XArt.
Yes. Alexis Texas, whomever you like. Not that I know anything about that. But it is basketball porn when Golden State is playing.
Who needs porn when you got McAvoy?
I don't know about that. I would say Steph's a lot more attractive than McAvoy there. But but when you watch them play, I want you all, it's like Picasso painting a masterpiece. Steph to Clay to Dre. And then they have the guys who are supporting cast members like, you know, Sean Livingston and Alfonso McKinney, wherever the hell he came from.
Hot Asian women.
And, you know, Kevon Looney. It doesn't matter. They play basketball. They've, like, and here's the thing. When it's all said and done, folks, and I'm biased, I'll be the first to admit, but when Golden State wins their third straight NBA title and fourth in the last 5 years, I put Steph Curry all time, and if Steph Curry wins the finals MVP, I put him all time above LeBron James. And I know I'm biased, so you can say, oh, well, you're just saying that. No, because LeBron James has had a huge impact on the NBA. No one can deny that, even his most ardent detractors like yours truly. But Steph Curry changed the game. He changed it. No single player has, like, the game now is played beyond the perimeter, which is why you don't need Anthony Davis or Boogie Cousins to win a title. Why? Because Steph and Clay changed the game. Now everybody in a copycat league that we live in, everybody's trying to imitate the champs, but they can't. You know, Portland, oh, Damian Lillard, oh, he's the next, and I love Damian Lillard. But Damian Lillard's not ready for prime time. Giannis is not ready for that next level. Kawhi is. Kawhi's already been a finals MVP. So, like, Steph changed the way the NBA is played, which is why he's had a bigger impact than LeBron James will ever have. LeBron James is a great player. Top six in NBA history. But Steph will move above him if he wins the finals MVP. He will be above LeBron James on the all-time greatest players. I will put Magic. I'll put Michael. I'll put Kareem. I'll put... I guess I can put Bill Russell. I mean, but here's the thing about Bill Russell. And for all you old-timers out there, I went back and looked at... Bill Russell won most of his titles when there were literally eight teams in the NBA. Eight. And I don't. And I'm telling you, there's no way those Bill Russell teams would have put up a chance against Golden State. Golden State would have just outshot them to death from the perimeter. They wouldn't have been able to do anything. I don't care. Kuzi, Havlicek, Heinsohn, you wouldn't have been able to touch Golden State. Who would have guarded Durant? Who? Really? Steph has had a bigger impact on the game than LeBron James had. That's the difference in, like, and that's why Golden State, when it's all said and done and they win another title, Steph will move above LeBron James all time. I won't, you know, and you could even argue Kobe too. I'm not going to say Kobe's better than LeBron, but I will say if they win it, then Steph moves above LeBron. He definitely does. If they win this title, and I think they're about to. 617-779-7937. I'll take your calls on the Kyrie stuff. Pro Kyrie, no Kyrie. High Kyrie or bye Kyrie. I think he's already made his decision. He's out in L.A. The paparazzi's following him all over the place like he's Leonardo DiCaprio. We'll take your phone calls on that after a quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.